Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. Well, cattle producers, Superior Livestock wants to say thank you for a great 2019, and they invite you to be a part of Bell Ringer 33. The 2020 Bell Ringer sale will be happening the 8th and 9th of January, Wednesday and Thursday, at the front end of the National Western Stock Show in Denver, Colorado. Host hotel for Bell Ringer 2020, Doubletree by Hilton on Quebec Street in Denver. For more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117.
Register now for the 24th Annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January the 28th and 29th in Wichita, Kansas. This year, featured speakers include Dr. Daphne Miller, Jason Mock, Steve Groff, and Lauren Steinlegge. Pre-conference events include Fundamentals of Soil Health Workshops and Advanced Symposium with John Kemp and Michael Phillips. Early registration discounts are now open. Scholarships are available for women and people of color. Visit www.notill.org for all of the details.
Here in the middle of America, we are along the pathway of the migration of the monarch butterfly that overwinters down in Mexico. The Monarch Challenge, put out by the BASF folks, is a research-driven initiative helping producers to protect monarch butterfly habitats. BASF had a goal at the beginning of 2019 to have 1,000 farmers sign up for their Monarch Challenge that was designed to try to improve monarch populations. At the end of the day here, at the end of 2019, almost 2,500 participants have been involved. Chip Schilling is Sustainability Strategy Manager for BASF. He says it's important to plant milkweed for monarch butterflies.
It's one of those really iconic species, the monarch, that people know and love all throughout the United States. But what they don't realize is that milkweed is the only species of plant that the monarch will eat as it's in its larval stage or in that caterpillar stage. So it's really critical that we think about conserving the milkweed that we have, agricultural land and non-agricultural land too, to provide that food source.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is right now trying to determine whether the monarch butterfly warrants Endangered Species Act protection. They hope to have that study done by December of next year. Between now and then, Schilling says BASF is trying to establish more lost milkweed habitats through the Monarch Challenge.
It's something that, from an agriculture perspective, it's within the realm of what can be done for the monarch. So how can we reestablish not only milkweed, but other native flowering sources for the adult monarch to eat? And really, how it can overall fit into a farmed agricultural biodiversity and sustainability plan.
Protecting the habitat for monarch butterflies is a win-win for U.S. agriculture and for society as a whole. Pollinators, very important for U.S. agriculture. Schilling says this effort, the Monarch Challenge, is helping growers understand the importance of protecting habitat for pollinators.
They're critical to productive agriculture. So it was one of the projects and areas where we saw really a need of getting out there and talking about what can be done on an agricultural landscape from that perspective and providing information. We're trying to change misperceptions about milkweed and the concern growers might have about the spread into field. So really saw it as a great opportunity to get out there and talk to our customers, talk to the broader agriculture community, and provide some information.
Chip Schilling with BASF. To learn more, go to their website, monarchchallenge.com. Agricultural futures, the stock market all back trading after the Christmas holiday. Only about three more full trading days before the end of 2019, and we look into 2020. You've got farm news on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily farm and ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. This spring is the Oklahoma City Farm Show, April 23rd through the 25th at State Fair Park, and the Tulsa Farm Show returns next November. For more information on the Oklahoma City Farm Show, call a show manager at 507-437-7969. Also, check out our website at oklahomafarmreport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
Do remind you, a lot more agricultural news up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.